Barhead. The 526 Barhead Air Cadets have a new commanding officer for the first time in over 14 years. On January 9, Captain Susan Peters stepped down as the unit's commanding officer, Co., in a change of command ceremony at Barhead Composite High School, handing over the top post to Lieutenant Christian Olson. Peters became involved with the squadron in 2002 as part of the parent committee when her children joined cadets. Her first role with the squadron was as secretary, treasurer of the sponsorship committee, eventually taking on more projects and responsibilities and eventually transitioning to the role of a cadet instructor. In 2009, she became commanding officer of the squadron. Peters said she decided to step down from the role because she needed to focus on other things after the recent death of her husband. "I have had outstanding staff over the years, and they are ready for the transition, even if sometimes they don't believe it," she said. Peters added she is especially confident turning the reins to her successor. "I've worked with him for several years now, and I am sure he will do a fantastic job," she said, adding she still plans to be involved in the cadets. "I will be around, and I will visit, and who knows, in a few years, I may want maybe ready to have a bigger role again," Peters said. "Cadets will always be near and dear to my heart. It's been a big part of my life for 22 years. Canadian Armed Forces Zone Training Officer Naval Lieutenant Earl Phillips said overseeing the change of command was his privilege. Phillips oversees the cadet programs in northwestern Alberta. "Generally, a command lasts only 3 years, but Captain Susan Peters has served well above that, and we appreciate the dedication that she has demonstrated to the cadet program, especially over the 14 and a half years that she has been CO," he said. "When you think of all the cadets that have gone through the program and that she has had an impact on, it is truly staggering." Olson added his praise for the work Peters has done with the program and said he looks forward to building on her legacy of excellence of camaraderie. "With the help of staff, volunteers, and your hard work, I am confident we will continue to soar to new heights together," he told the cadets. Olson, Westlock resident and the deputy fire chief with the town of Westlock Fire Department, said he first got involved in the cadet movement following his time in the Canadian Armed Forces, where he spent 8 years as a reservist, first with the King's Own Regiment, an armored unit as part of 41 Canadian Brigade Group in 3rd Canadian Division based in Calgary, then the South Alberta Light Horse, SALH, in Edmonton. Olson left the reserves when he started having a family, which is how he became involved with 526 Barhead Air Squadron. He said when his son was 12 years old, he joined the unit, and although eventually he decided it wasn't for him, his younger daughter would go on to join the squadron. "So I've been here 6 years now, and with my daughter having about 8 years left in cadets, I am sure I'll be here for some time yet," he said. Barry Curtin, TownandCountryToday.com.